Well, hello everyone out there. This is Dawn, the blogger behind The Nashville Mom. Welcome to The Nash Chat, my new podcast that is launching in this new year. I am so excited about this space and what it's going to be. A little bit about myself. My name is Dawn, and I have been blogging over at The Nashville Mom for about a year and a half. My family moved to Nashville. We're originally from Greenville, South Carolina. We moved here about 3 years ago, and ever since we have been loving exploring this town. There is so much energy here, so much to do, places to go, things to eat, and so you are going to find a lot of that information on my blog, The Nashville Mom. My kiddos, I have Owen, who is 8, and Lily Caroline, who's 6, and they do not like to stay at home. They like getting out and about. So, you know, so many people are like, you guys are always on the go. Well, that's because my kids are super active and don't like to stay home. My husband, Seth, we have been married for 12 years, and he is my partner in crime. We both work from home, and so we get to have a lot of date days, which are fun, and that's usually when we get out and try new restaurants because the kids are at school and we don't have to grab a babysitter and whatnot. The Nashville Mom, the blog, highlights the people, places, and things of Nashville. All my favorite places to eat, places to go, kid-friendly events. Each weekend, I highlight the best and the happenings. There are literally thousands of activities that go on every single weekend, so I just pick a few that I feel like my family would enjoy. So if you're ever looking for what to do in Nashville, definitely check out the blog for that. A few of my favorite places around Nashville that I recommend for everyone to check out. The first place would be Cheekwood. This botanical garden is just amazing. There is always something going on. It's so much fun. You can get out and explore the grounds. You can go into the art museum and see the different exhibits. They always have something exciting and new going on there. There's also the outdoor train display, which is my kids love it. They can walk around the train, and it's just super cute and so much fun. Cheekwood also launched a new restaurant this fall, Cafe 29. It's a great place to meet up with other moms or friends, grab a picnic. They actually have little backpacks that are that you can order with a lunch and go hang out outside, which is nice when the weather is pretty out. So I always recommend Cheekwood. They have in the fall, they have the pumpkin house. They have the holiday lights. It's just my favorite place. Recently, I discovered a little restaurant and store called Little Gourmand. It's a French shop with all kinds of French treats. They have the best macaroons I've ever had in there. They import their bread from France. They have chocolate stuffed croissants. They have the best teas. It's just the cutest place, a great place to get unique gifts or a fun new place to try out with your girlfriends for lunch. Definitely stop by Little Gourmand over in Green Hills. BFab Fitness is my favorite workout spot. I am not coordinated. I am not a good dancer, but I go in there and I literally come out feeling like I could be Beyonce's backup dancer. It is just so much fun. It's the most fun workout. You go in, you just laugh and have fun. I never take myself too seriously because, like I say, I'm not very coordinated. But it's just a lot of fun, and those guys are just awesome over there. So definitely check out BFab Fitness. They have a location in Nashville, one in Franklin, and another one that is in Smyrna, I believe. Some of our favorite restaurants, oh, there's so many, but DeSano's Pizza, great place for kids. Their pizza is phenomenal. They have great drinks there, just a super fun place for pizza. We also love Pastaria. If you want to feel like you're going to a nice restaurant, but that's also kid-friendly, definitely check out Pastaria. They have a happy hour during the weekdays from 4 to 6. They'll have different specials, $10 pizzas. They have great organic pastas, homemade bread, gelato, and also in the back of the restaurant, they have beanbag toss. They have bocce ball, a great amphitheater where the kids can run around. My kids love going over there because they love going to the outdoor area. Taqueria del Sol. They have multiple locations, one in 12 South, one on Charlotte Avenue. So we love Mexican. It's something usually everyone in our family will eat. And so that is one of our main places we love to go. If you're looking for something outside of Nashville, something a little different, I always recommend people to check out Leaper's Fork. It is the most quaint little southern village outside of Nashville. They have the original Puckett's, which is in an old gas station. They sell food in there. You can get hamburgers, barbecue. We love, love, love going there. They have live music usually on the weekends. It feels like a very authentic Nashville kind of place to go. We always take visitors there. There's also shops and other restaurants that you can walk around, and just a fun day trip outside of Nashville. So that's a little bit about what some of the things you can find on the blog or my Instagram feed as well. The Nash Chat is going to be highlighting different stories from people I meet, new friends, old friends, and I cannot wait for someone to join me on here. So I'm not just talking by myself, but I can't wait to learn more about people and share them with you. So I hope you will come back and learn more about the Nash Chat. For more on my blog or Instagram, you can find me at The Nashville Mom. Thanks and have a wonderful day.